Blog Talk Radio.
Was paralyzed by fear when they heard a mighty multitude was quickly drawing near. But as they prayed for deliverance, the victory would begin. For when we call upon the Lord, we summon all of heaven. Worshipping the Lord, it seemed there was no hope at all for what would be in store. But when we stand on holy ground, our smallest prayer is heard. Instead of on our circumstance, our eyes are on the Lord. Pray on, for you are who the Lord is looking for. Pray on, for this will tear those mighty strongholds down. Stay on your knees, for this is where the battle is won. Very soon you'll win the victory. Your prayers may seem in vain. They don't seem to make a difference. They don't seem to make a change. Just rest assured, God knows your needs, and He hears each time you pray. Your prayers are reaching heaven, and the answer's on the way.
Gentlemen all across the globe, this is prayer time with Bishop John and Dr. Janice Crenshaw, and we just thank God for this time of prayer. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise as we get ready to get started here. The Lord our God is great. He is great. Yes. Thank you. Thank you. We thank God for this opportunity tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, a beautiful prayer by a song by Babby Mason, Pray On. Powerful, powerful song. And I always got to give honor to the songstress and those who put that beautiful music unto the Lord out. Let's get a little hand clap of praise for all the artists in the Lord. Yeah. Praise God. Praise the Lord, ladies and gentlemen. Praise the Lord. Dr. Kevin Vaughn here with you on the network tonight. And we're just excited about you. Hey, let you know the number, 347-843-4559. Please put that number out there. I am convinced everybody on the planet of Earth, this Earth, needs prayer tonight, right now, in Jesus' mighty name. They need it. Everybody needs prayer, folks. So 347-843-4559. Put that number out there on the network, guys. You can text that out to folks that you know. They may want to dial in for prayer, for praise report, or want to just listen in tonight for prayer. So we thank God for that time tonight. So we're real excited about you guys being with us. Our Jesus is Lord, and he is in control of everything. Yes, yes. Amen. Thank you so much for those live right now as well. Also, too, if you like to join in later on as well as we open up the lines, if you have a prayer request, praise report, or prayer time, I will definitely recognize you tonight as well. Hit *1 on your phone, *1 on your phone later on. That will put you in queue. Let me know you want to come on. If you have a comment, praise report, or if you have a prayer request, and we're just excited about you being with us tonight. Amen. Also, to our scriptures tonight, got a couple scriptures tonight, but we're going to start off with James chapter 2, verses 14 through 26, and then we'll be moving over to the book of Psalms as well. So I want to start off with that. I want to encourage you guys to continue to pray and also continue to stay in your word. I think most of you online have read your word today, and we thank God for the word of God and the power of his might each and every day. Amen. So we thank you, Jesus, for the opportunity to be here tonight. Yeah. Amen. 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 So we'll be going to the phone lines later on. I'll be praying here tonight on behalf of Bishop tonight and Dr. Crenshaw tonight. We'll give you some updates in a few minutes about that, but we're just excited about what the Lord's going to do tonight through prayer. Amen. Well, let's get ready to go to the Word, folks. Let's go to the Word tonight. Go to the Word. Amen. Amen. This is James chapter 2, verses 14 through 26. Ladies and gentlemen, such a powerful word here. What doth it profit, by my brethren, though a man say he had faith and have not works? Come on now, have not works. We got to get to work some more, folks. Can faith save him? If a brother or a sister be naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you say unto them, depart in peace, be ye warm and filled, notwithstanding ye not give them those things which are needful to the body, what doeth it profit? Amen. I think we understand this scripture fairly straightforward here. We must help those in need when we can help. Even so, faith, if it hath not works, is dead, being alone. Amen. Faith without works is dead, ladies and gentlemen. Yea, a man may say, thou hast faith, and I have works. Show me thy faith without thy works, and I will show thee thy faith by my works, saith the Lord. Amen. Thou believest that there is one God, thou doest well. The devils also believe and tremble. Amen. But wilt thou know, O vain man, what faith without works is dead? Was not Abraham our father justified by works when he offered Isaac as his son upon the altar? Seest thou how faith walked with his works, and by works was faith made perfect? And the scripture was fulfilled, which saith, Abraham believed God, and it was imputed unto him for righteousness, and he was called the friend of God. Amen. That's verse 23, folks. The friend of God. Man, that's definitely an area that we all should strive for, right? To be a friend of the Lord. Amen. Through Christ Jesus. Yea. See then how that by works a man is justified, and not only by faith. Likewise also not in Rahab, the harlot, justified by works when she had received the measure, the messengers, and went with sent them another way. For as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is also dead. That was James chapter 2, verses 14 through 26. want to read another verse that the Lord gave me tonight as well, out of Psalms 28. I believe it is. Let me make sure here, guys, real quick here. There's Psalms 27, verses 13 and 14. It says, I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord and the land of the living. Wait on the Lord and be of good courage, ladies and gentlemen. Wait on the Lord and be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thy heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Amen, ladies and gentlemen. That was Psalms 26, verses 13 and 14. So we thank you for that. Let me make sure I gave you the right. Yeah, Psalms 27, verses 13 and 14. Amen. Let's give the Lord a handcuff of praise for his marvelous word tonight in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. That's the word of the Lord tonight. Thank you so much. You're just joining us with this prayer time with Bishop and Dr. Crenshaw. I'll be praying tonight, and we'll give you some updates here in a second here. We're just going to go right into prayer right now. And we thank all that are with us tonight, and we just give God the honor and the glory. Amen. Father God, we thank you so much for this time. We want to recognize that God is who he say he is. He is the great I am, ladies and gentlemen. He is the Father. He is the Son and the Holy Spirit. So we thank God for who he is. We thank God for his goodness. We thank God for our lives right now. Thank God for our health. I understand, folks, that things are happening. Things have happened in our families. We understand that, but God is still God. We thank him for all his mercies and grace. We must understand that our ways are not his ways, and we must simply trust in the Lord. We must believe God. We must encourage ourselves in the Lord. As you know, King David had to encourage himself in the things of God, and he went out and defeated his enemies. So we must remember that God is still who he is. He does not change. He does not waver. When his word goes forth, it will definitely penetrate and will change the world on our behalf. But as we read earlier, we must exercise our faith. We must voice activate the word of God. We must believe God that he is taking care of us no matter what has happened among us there. So we're excited about and thanking God for this life today. We're thanking God for everybody on the line. Thank everybody who will be listening later on. We're thanking everybody's families right now, all families that are represented on the line tonight. And those listening as well, we thank you for your family. We cover your family in prayer right now, no matter what it is. We want to just pray over them no matter what part of the world they're in. God knows where they're at. God knows their heart, their mind, their heart. We just pray for them right now. So we pray, Father God, for all the families that are online right now in the name of Jesus and all their personal needs, spoken and unspoken. So we give that to you and give you honor and glory tonight, Father God. So we thank you in advance for what you're doing on this line tonight. And Father God, we've had some prayers come in too as well. We're going to mention those before we go into corporate prayer here as well. I want to mention to everybody tonight, that we're going to be able to share that with you as well. So we'll go ahead and keep that going. But let me pull those up for you really quickly here tonight. Amen. I want you guys to lift up Bishop John Crenshaw and Dr. Crenshaw tonight just for your update. Bishop had to have some surgery today. He is doing well. He is in intensive care and recovering. So I want you guys to lift Bishop up tonight. Dr. Crenshaw had mentioned that to me tonight, that Bishop is recovering well. And so we want you guys to continue to lift up Bishop tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. Okay, he's doing well. But continue to pray for Bishop John Crenshaw and Dr. Janice Crenshaw tonight as well. So we thank you so much for your time in that area and prayers in that area. Also, too, we had Brother Poland. I'll just read the information that Doc sent to me tonight. Brother Poland wants us to pray as well for his family and for his needs. And I'll just read it here in a few seconds. But we need to continue to pray for each other. Pray for all the saints. Pray for those who also despitefully use us. Pray for our enemies, as you know the word of God talks about. We have to continue to pray as well. So we thank God for the opportunity, and we thank God for the time that we have tonight. And ladies and gentlemen, if you're just joining us around the globe, Amen. This is prayer time with Bishop John and Dr. Denise Crenshaw. This is Elder Kevin Vaughn. Tonight we'll be praying and having others pray tonight as well as we go forth. But this prayer, ladies and gentlemen, is from Brother Poland. It says, please pray for my wife's cousin. He has lost his 8-year-old daughter from complications from tonsil surgery last week. Let's lift up Brother Poland and his family. Also, please pray for Brother Poland. He has not been able to walk since last Friday. So we lift him up, and we know that God is able to heal and to move those limbs. He had to go to AR yesterday, and he went and said he was had a gout flare up in his left ankle. So he's better today. He's still on crutches, but he's asked for our prayers tonight. His 8-year-old daughter died yesterday, and his only child, her name was Addison. His wife's cousin's name was Billy. So we're going to lift up Brother Poland right now and his family, and we know that God is a comforter. God is a healer. God is all-knowing, and God will bring peace to that family. So we thank you for your prayers for Brother Poland, and we also continue to pray for Bishop John and Dr. Denise Crenshaw tonight as Bishop is healing, and he's in the hands of God tonight being healed by his precious blood and by his precious power. So we thank you so much. If you're just joining us, folks, this is prayer time with Bishop John and Dr. Denise Crenshaw. Elder Kevin Vaughn praying tonight for us tonight, praying for our body, praying for our world, praying for our nation, in Jesus' mighty name. Let's go to prayer. Father God in heaven, we thank you so much for this time. We thank you. First of all, we recognize you are God all by yourself. You are the Almighty God. You are Jesus the Christ, and the Holy Spirit is with us even right now. And Father God, we pray for families right now all across this network. I start with those who are online, their individual needs, their losses, their hurts, their needs, Father God. We pray right now in the mighty name of Jesus that you will penetrate all their hearts and minds, that you will meet their needs and give them peace and joy and power, Father God. For surely you have not given us a spirit of fear, but of love, power, and a sound mind. Father God, we pray for marriages tonight. We pray for husbands. We pray for wives. We pray for our children. We pray for our grandchildren and our great-grandchildren. Those listening have great-grandchildren. We pray for them and cover them. We cover our youth tonight in the mighty name of Jesus, Father God. We cover those that seem to have no direction. We ask that the Spirit of God right now arrest every one of those children out there, all those young people that have seem to have no direction, no consciousness of life or wanting to live. We cancel that assignment, Father God, where they're going to think about suicide. We cancel that assignment. We cancel that assignment about violence. We cancel it right now. Any violence, Father God, that people are thinking about, our young people are thinking about right now, we cancel that assignment, that they be arrested in the Holy Spirit, Father God, that they shall live, shall not die, and that they will not commit crimes and things that is not of them, Father God. They were not born to do these things. They were born to serve you, Father God. So we pray for our young people tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we pray for our nation, Father God. We pray for our leaders, Father God. We know there's a lot going on in the news there, but simply we pray for the leaders, Father God, that they may be trusting in you, that they may repent, Father God. That means all of us. I pray for our leaders to repent and begin to go back to the things of God tonight in the mighty name of Jesus, Father God. So we pray for our leaders at all levels of government, all levels of understanding that govern people, no matter if it's the city, county, federal, or state governments, Father God. We do pray for them right now. Father God, we pray for those who are incarcerated tonight as well, those behind bars at any level. We pray for those souls. We pray for those minds. We pray for those hearts, Father God, that some of them already have come to you but still have to serve that time. We understand that, but they are yours, Father God. And those who have not behind bars, Father God, have not committed to you yet, we pray that they come to you, Father God, before they pass this wonderful life that we're living. So So, Father God, we pray for those who are incarcerated, both men and women. We lift up those souls to you, Father God. And we praise you, Father God, for this time to pray for them as well on their behalf. Father God, we pray for our youth once again. We pray for our people who are teaching our children. We know some may be in school, some may be out right now, but we pray for our young people as they're protected, as they're out of school right now. But we also pray for our educators, those who educate our children throughout the year. We pray for them. We pray for our administrators in the school system, Father God, that are over our young people. May they be honored today in prayer, and we cover them in prayer and let them know. Father God, we pray for our ministers, Father God. We lift up Bishop John Crenshaw as the bishop. We lift up my bishop, those also other bishops as well. We pray for Dr. Crenshaw tonight. We pray for our bishops. We pray for our apostles. We pray for our pastors and ministers, teachers, and evangelists all across the globe tonight, Father God. And we lift you up, Father God. You told us to pray for the saints and pray for those who despitefully use us and even pray for our enemies. So we pray for all the people around the world tonight, Father God, and we lift them up. And Father God, we pray for those who lost children, lost loved ones, recently lost mom or dad, daughter, son, cousins, family members, grandmas. We understand, Father God, that you know all things. So we lift them up as they had the time of grieving, Father God, as they had the time of missing their loved ones. We ask that you just comfort them, Father God. May we also look to you. Just look to you, Father God. We know we've lost that person, but we look to you, Father God, tonight to comfort us and to help us to keep going, Father God, to keep living and to know that they're in your hands, Father God. That is the only understanding that we must have and should have, that they're in you, Father God, that they're in your hand. They're with you. They're with the Father. And we're just excited about that. Although we miss our daughters and sons and loved ones, mom and dads and grandmas and grandpas, we know that they loved you and that they're in the presence of the Lord tonight. But Lord, help us to have peace, love, and joy tonight as we think about our loved ones and those recent, Father God. Even as I speak, Father God, as someone that's gone on to glory, that's gone on to the next level of our chapter of life, Father God, we pray for those who are right now missing someone or had a grief problem, Father God, or had a death problem, who are missing that loved one right now in Jesus' name, Father God. We just pray that you comfort those who are out there with the family members that have been lost, Father God, and ask that you continue to cover them in the mighty name of Jesus, Father God. Father God, we thank you for this time. We know that you are the awesome and wonderful God that you are. Father God, again, we don't understand all things. We don't know why things are happening as they are, but you're still God. You're still the Almighty. You're still the one that delivers us from all hurt, harm, and danger, Father God. So we thank you for your protection, Father God. For those who are on the line tonight, we pray for their specific protection. Father God, we pray for the specific needs, both spoken again and unspoken, Father God. We ask that we just lift them up to you tonight, Father God, and we'll give you all the praise and the glory and the honor, and we'll give you all the time that you need, Father God, to help us grow, to help us know that you are the true and wonderful God, Father God. Your word, Father God, tells us that we must trust in the Lord with all our heart, mind, and soul. And Father God, we do that right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father God, we just want to thank you for what you're doing tonight. We want to thank you for the opportunity to be with us tonight, Father God. We thank you for the technology that allows us to share a prayer for our loved ones, for our friends, for our fellow saints, Father God, men and women all across the globe, and those live right now on the network. We just thank you for them wonderful souls, Father God. We thank you for the families that they represent tonight again. And Father God, we just want to make sure you're glorified in all things, Father God. But nothing surprises you, Father. Nothing surprises you. Nothing surprises you, Father God. So we thank you for your omniscience, Father God. You're all-knowing, Father God. We're all-loving. And we just yield to you tonight, Father God, knowing that you have understood and recognized all things that we're going through already because of your Son, who already died on the cross and rose again. One thing we love about the Jesus is that he said it is finished and he's done the Father's work. So Father God in heaven, we thank you so much for Jesus tonight. We thank you for precious Holy Spirit that's moving right now in our hearts and minds. And we just thank you, Father, for the prayer time that we have. We thank you for Bishop's healing. Thank you for Dr. Crenshaw tonight. Thank you for Brother Pope, ladies and gentlemen, as well. Thank you, Father God, for Brother Poland's healing right now and all his needs, Father God. We just ask that you give them the peace and the joy that they need, Father God. We also pray for the angels to comfort them, Father God. The angels of the Lord will be camped around them, Father God, to keep them and keep all those online from all hurt, harm, or danger. This is prayer time, and we pray, Father God, you told us to pray without ceasing. So we thank you so much for this time of prayer, Father God. And we want to give you the honor and the glory and the praise, Father God. And Father God, there's so many unspoken requests out there. We just want to lift them all up to you. I just spiritually lift them up to you, Father God. I lift up every person on the line right now. Spiritually, I lift them up to you and place them at your feet, Father God, that they may be blessed of the Lord tonight in Jesus' name. And we pray for all those in our families tonight. We lift up our unsaved loved ones in our family tonight, and they come to the saving grace of Jesus Christ before they leave this planet. And I pray for those who do know you, Father God, tonight in our families, that they be taken to another level in you, Father God, that they will believe you more, that we'll praise you more, that we'll pray more, Father God, and that we will help each other more each and every day. As Brother John talks about, we need to love each other more. We need to take care of each other. We need to respect each other more, Father God. May that now be released in the atmosphere right now in the name of Jesus. More respect, specifically for our elders and for each other and for those all around the globe. So let's continue to do that and pray, God, to help us to love one another. That's the biggest thing, Father God. We must love one another and continue to help each other, Father God, under the power of the Holy Ghost. Faith without works is dead. Let us do more works, Father God. Let us do what we can based on our faith. You've given us all a measure of faith tonight, Father God. So we thank you in advance in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you so much, Father God. And Father God, we give you all praise, glory, and honor. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're just joining us, this is prayer time with Bishop John and Dr. Denise Crenshaw. I'm praying tonight on their behalf, Elder Kevin Vaughn, and I did invite another brother in the Lord too, Pastor John Dewberry. I want to have you come on and give us also a prayer or some reflections there tonight. I'm going to open up your mic right now. Pastor John Dewberry, you're on the line with the network. Now, give us a quick prayer, my friend, or whatever you'd like to say tonight. Thank you so much.
Oh, amen. Amen. I was just getting ready to, press the star and the one button to make.
Yeah, you're live right now, my friend. You're good.
Amen. 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 I'm so thankful that you have followed through on the request from on high to involve me, to pull me into this awesome prayer opportunity. I thank Father God for tugging at me. I believe that we can get so comfortable within even our own thoughts of power in the name of Jesus Christ. But
yes,
that faith that you speak of,
yes, sir,
that faith without works is a it's not an empty vessel. It is a vessel that tries. It is,
yeah,
a vessel that loves the Lord. But there, when I put myself in those faith shoes, when I look upon faith without works, I see myself, and
yeah,
I see the Lord, and I, amen, see my love for him.
Yes.
And I want to make sure that when we speak of faith without works, that we remember from where we came. And some like myself on tonight are timid in their steps, timid in their speaking, but not out of a lack of faith, but a lack of the work of that faith. And I want to say to you that when you struck out in the name of Jesus Christ and called on my name, it did put a fire in my saddle. It did put a burr, a pebble, if you will, in my shoe. It is time to pray and pray with a faith that is the works of what Jesus has put into us, that input that you have spoken of. And I want to believe that faith gets stronger when you use that faith, when you begin to believe that the Lord truly hears your prayers and that he loves you. But I want you to know, Elder Kevin, that I feel your love for our Father God. I feel it in my soul. I feel it in my bones. And it is important, if I have anything to say in the name of Jesus Christ on this night, it is important to show forth your love for our Father God. It is important to show forth your love for the works that he put forth in having faith in his Son, Jesus Christ. For Jesus came to us, and we must remember Jesus Christ. We must remember that it is the love of Jesus for me. Amen. Hallelujah. I am afraid to let that man down.
That's right.
He has done so many things for me. I have seen him. I have seen him do things for other people. I have seen him answer my prayers, and he pulled me out from even under my own weight, where I didn't want anyone to know. You know, I was praying for you, and I seen the Lord pull you through. But I did not want to step in front of that. And even that is faith that is without works. And that is dead in the eye of Jesus, for we must proclaim his holy, mighty, and magnificent name. So I am working my faith on tonight. My faith is my works on tonight. For I step forward timidly, but I step forward trusting in the name of Jesus Christ and wanting to be pleasing unto him. And he has lifted you up in my heart on this day, Elder Kevin. So to whoever is listening to this strange voice, to this strange vessel, my first time into this realm with you, be confident, be sure. Don't wonder about what I've said. Just know that I love Jesus Christ, and I believe that Father God sent him forth onto this earth, and he walked. He walked as a man, and he laid down his life of his free will, given the power of Father God. His faith was the works on that cross. And so let us believe in the words that are written in the Bible, and faith without these works of Jesus Christ is dead. I offer this prayer, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen, amen.
Oh, thank you so much, Pastor. Ladies and gentlemen, all across the globe, this is prayer time with Bishop John, Dr. Denise Crenshaw. This is Elder Kevin Vaughn on the prayer line with Pastor John Dewberry Jr. Pastor John Dewberry, that's the wonderful voice of Pastor John Dewberry Jr. and his beautiful wife, Karen, who's in the ministry. And we just thank God for this man of God tonight and his words of wisdom and the word of the Lord. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much, Pastor. God bless you tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for being with us tonight. We're going to continue to go phone lines. But that's why I love the Lord so much, folks. If you read in the scripture and understand what the Holy Spirit has revealed to us, Jesus was always about the Father's business. Man, I just love that, guys. Jesus was all about the Father's business. He was on assignment. He was on the mandate from the Father. He loved the Father and still, of course, loves the Father. He loves the Father so much. All you wanted to do is please the Father. Pastor John Dewberry Jr. just mentioned that. You love him so much, you just don't want to let him down, right? That's our goal as men and women, right, that are listening. We just want to love the Lord and do his mighty will. We just got to exercise our faith. We got to get to it. The world is screaming, say, where y'all at? Help us. We trying to figure out how to get out of this sin, and they still in the sin. We got to help them. That means faith without works. That means we got to get to work to help those people out there understand there is power, positive power, in the name of Jesus. Amen. So we thank God for Jesus and his example. And even right now, Jesus is at the right hand of the Father, praying and interceding on our behalf. Brother John, you're on tonight. Brother, how you doing, man? God bless you tonight, brother.
Thank you, Elder Kevin. Thank you, Elder Kevin, for that awesome word. And that word, no matter what the word is love. Because
yes.
God is love and the word is love. And
yes.
Thank you, brother, Pastor Dewberry, for reinforcing that faith without
yeah.
works is dead. And I would like to have I like to say something special about
yes.
Bishop Crenshaw and Dr.
Yes.
Crenshaw.
Yes.
Me and my wife met them maybe 4 years ago on a missionary trip in South Africa.
Oh, wow.
Despite how prestigious they are and how much respect everybody around them give them,
yeah.
they was approachable to us. And
yeah.
they showed the human side, not the ambassador
yeah.
side, and always
yeah.
have. And that's why
yeah.
I love them both so
yeah.
much. And
yeah.
and I pray with all my heart for Bishop,
yeah.
Dr. Crenshaw, and their family,
yeah.
because
yeah.
they are earth angels. They are earth
yes.
angels. They are special. And
yes.
and that anointing just jumps on you and make you follow and make you listen and make you believe. And I just love them, and I'm just praying for the bishop. I'm praying for
yes.
the bishop because, like I said, they are so special despite
yes.
how important they are. You know,
yes.
they let you know that it's nice to be important, but it's important to be nice.
Amen. 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 Thank you so much, Brother John. Thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, all across the globe, if you're just joining us, this is prayer time with Bishop John and Dr. Denise Crenshaw, Elder Kevin Vaughn here, praying tonight and handling tonight's broadcast in honor of Bishop tonight and Dr. Crenshaw, in honor of them, as Brother John said. We love Bishop and Dr. Crenshaw and their entire family because of who they are and because of whose they are. And they are great teachers of the word, great preachers of the word, great mentors of the word, and we're just excited and so proud to know them and had the pleasure to be part of their ministry even now. Learned so much, Brother John and everybody, from the pastors over the years, and they love the Lord, bottom line, and they love souls. So again, we thank God for Bishop John Crenshaw and Dr. Denise Crenshaw tonight. We just love them so much. Amen. And we're just excited. Hey, we're going to go to the lines again. I'll mention just your last four digits, let you come on here as well. Last four digits is 6754. 6754, you're live on air. God bless you. Good to hear you.
Hey, praise the Lord. Elder Kevin, this is Bishop Poland calling.
Yeah. Yes,
and,
sir.
We greatly appreciate that wonderful prayer and that you prayed tonight. You did a wonderful job and a very inspiring prayer. Thank you so much. And thank you, Pastor Newberry, for that wonderful word that you brought forth thereafter. And want to let Bishop and Dr. Crenshaw know that we love them very
yes.
much. They are a true inspiration to my life, have been a true inspiration and my pastors for many years, since the early 2000s. And they have been a true blessing to me, and I just
yes.
want Bishop to know that we're praying for him and love him very
yes.
much, and trusting God that he's going to be back on the air very soon.
Amen.
In Jesus' name. Amen. Praise
Amen.
God.
Amen.
God is faithful. Amen. God
yes,
is faithful.
Yes,
Amen. Praise the Lord. And so we're trusting for a quick recovery and a quick healing in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Yeah. Amen. And
amen.
Thank you so much for praying for my wife's cousin, Billy, who just lost his 8-year-old daughter, his only child, due to complications from tonsil surgery. And so we're just praying for that family, lifting that family up in Jesus' name for comfort, peace. Amen.
Yes.
And for God to wrap his arms around them as only he can in Jesus' name. Amen. Keep praying for me. I'm still limping along on crutches. Amen. From a gout flare up in my left foot, and then I have to go to orientation. Due for orientation on a new job on the 20th, and so I'm believing God for a quick healing. Amen. In Jesus' name.
Jesus
praise
name.
God.
Amen.
And we love you all, Elder Kevin, and I'm believing and trusting God for, amen, a mighty revival to hit this nation in the name of Jesus like never before. Amen. A mighty outpouring of the Holy Ghost and fire. Amen.
Yes.
Glory to God. I feel the Holy Ghost all over me right now. Praise God. And I'm believing God for great deliverances. Amen. Amen.
Yes.
In our land and in this generation that's in the land right now. Amen.
Yes.
They need a move of God. Amen. In Jesus' name. Amen. Right where they're at. Amen.
Yes.
Praise God. So that's what I'm believing God for. I'm believing God for revival to hit our churches all the way across the land. Amen.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus. Amen. Praise God. I'm looking for the fire and Holy Ghost. Amen.
Yes,
to come in. Amen. Hallelujah. Like a mighty rushing wind, just like was spoken of in the second chapter of the book of Acts. Amen. Peter said, this is that was spoken of by the prophet Joel. Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Praise God. So I'm believing for, amen, another this is that. Amen. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Brother, that's right. Speak the word,
praise
my friend.
God. Amen. We love you all, and Bishop and Dr. Crenshaw, if you're listening, we love you. We're praying for you in the name of Jesus. Amen. Back to you, Pastor Kevin, and we love you, man.
We love you too, Brother Paulo. Thank you so much, and give much love to everybody in your family in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you so much for your time tonight. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, Jesus said, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men. You got to understand, Jesus said, if I be lifted up, I would draw all men unto me. Jesus also said, and no one comes to the Father but through him. Isn't that powerful, folks? Nobody. And I am convinced, folks, all 8 billion plus people need Jesus. I know that for sure. All 8 billion people on the planet plus need Jesus. So we continue to pray and exercise our faith and greet those as we live our lives. Greet people out there. Use wisdom, of course. We got to use wisdom, but greet people and find out how they're doing. Some of them may want you to pray for them. Some of them just want you to acknowledge that you're praying for them, you know, and in your greeting. So it's all good. And we just thank God for this time tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. So we thank God for you tonight as well. Father God, we just want to close out a prayer. Father God in heaven, we thank you so much for all the callers tonight. Thank you for Pastor John Dewberry Jr. and his wonderful family. Thank you for Brother John and his family. We thank you, Brother Poland, and all those listening. Father God, right now across the network, we bless your wonderful name. We know you're in charge of their bodies and souls and minds right now, Father God. For truly you have not given us a spirit of fear, but of love, power, and a sound mind. So, Father God, and you have given us a measure of faith that we can exercise that power in all men. So we thank you according to your word. So thank you, Father, for being with us tonight. Thank you for your encouragement tonight. Thank you for your protection tonight. Thank you for the opportunity to speak your word tonight, Father God. And we'll never forget you, Father God. Never forget you, because it's all about you, Father God. We thank God for the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit tonight. And we give you all the honor and the glory. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to thank God for this wonderful time, and we have the victory. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise, because once we prayed, now we have the victory in Christ Jesus. Give him a round of applause. Yeah, give God some glory. Hallelujah. Yeah, the joy. Amen. One of my favorite scriptures, guys, is let the joy of the Lord be your strength, please, each and every day, folks. You got to understand the joy of the Lord overrides all things. There's a season for everything, but the joy of the Lord is always with us. Yeah. Praise God. Amen. 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 Well, praise God. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to get ready to go. Thank you so much. This is a little longer prayer tonight. That's okay. I'm so glad you hung on there for this prayer time. We're just excited. We've been praying for Bishop and Doc and Brother Poland and Brother Duvern and Brother John and everybody on, and praying for myself. Y'all pray for yourself tonight. You can lay hands on yourself in the name of Jesus too, right? Don't forget about our children, right? Bless them throughout the day. Bless them throughout the day. Cover them in prayer throughout the day. Cover your grandchildren, your great-grandchildren, and all the above, all your relatives. Cover them, whether they saved or not saved, or believers or not believers. Pray for them, because God will definitely save their souls if we pray. We must pray, and we thank God for the prayers that are going up even right now on our behalf. So we thank you so much in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to let you go. We want you to have a great rest of the evening. Elder Kevin Vaughn here with you. I want you to have a great rest of the evening. Also a great rest of the week as well, as the Lord will bless you. He will also keep you, because we pray that God will protect you from all hurt, harm, or danger. And no matter what you're doing, you're driving, flying, train, plane, buses, cars, whatever, or just walking, God will protect you from all hurt, harm, or danger. Know that you are protected by the will of the Lord to be, do his will, to be in his will each and every day. So we thank you so much for that. And ladies and gentlemen, I want to leave you with a beautiful song. But before that, I want to let you know to always outlove, outserve, now forgive each other. This is a beautiful song called Yahweh, We Lift You High. It is a beautiful song, guys. And we just hope that you enjoy that song tonight. Hey, this is Elder Kevin Vaughn with you on Prayer Time with Bishop John and Dr. Denise Crenshaw. We're here every Tuesday evening at 8 p.m. Please share with others. Let them know that they can listen to prayer requests, or have a praise report. They can be a part of the network as well. God bless you. Take care, everybody. This is We Lift You High, Yahweh. We thank you, God, for everything. We lift up this time for you, Father God, and we love you so much, Father. God bless you.
Yahweh, and we lift you high. Yahweh, and we lift you high. It's Yahweh, and we lift you high. You alone deserve my worship. You alone deserve my praise. You alone deserve the honor. So we lift you high, Yahweh, Yahweh. We lift you high.
yourself as I am, we lift you up.
Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, all across the globe, this has been Prayer Time with Bishop John, Dr. Janice Crenshaw, Elder Kevin Vaughn here with you. God bless you. We serve a mighty God, and we do lift him high each and every day. Father God, we thank you so much for who you are. God bless you, everybody. Y'all have a good evening and have a great rest of the day. Let's give the Lord a hand cup of praise as we let you go. Take care. Have a good evening, everybody. God bless you.